This is the NAB AFL Trade Radio Podcast. For NAB, supporting footballers from NAB AFL Auskick to the big time.
And joining us on the line is the head of football of the West Coast Eagles, Craig Vozzo, who joins us nice and early in the West. Good morning to you, Craig, and thanks for jumping on.
Pleasure, gents. Good morning.
Okay, well, let's start with the approach. We just heard from Sam Mitchell that him and Alistair Clarkson on Brownlow Day sat down and had a conversation. So from that, we're judging that the Hawthorn Footy Club rang you and said, would you be interested in having Sam Mitchell as a player? Is that on the money?
Yeah, that's pretty much right. Yeah, so the conversation between the two clubs evolved from that discussion between Alistair and Sam.
Now, had that been on the back of maybe conversations previous to that about maybe getting Sam in a coaching capacity once his playing career had finished, most probably in 12 months' time?
Yeah, we'd spoken to Hawthorn over 12 months ago in terms of talking to Sam and his interest in potentially coaching at our footy club down the track. So I think that was probably the start of the thought process, if you like.
So when Hawthorn ring and say, hang on, how about we get this a little bit earlier and it's such a friendly conversation, what is your first emotion? What's your first thought?
My first thought was that's a very interesting idea. We should look at it.
Craig, Scott Waters here. How do you assess a 34-year-old champion's market worth? We know he's a superstar of the game for a long, long time, but just for our listeners, how do you assess his value right at the moment?
Look, obviously, it's a dual assessment, Scott, I think, in the sense that there's the how he's playing from a footy perspective, and then you've got to look at where he's at this stage in his career, where Hawthorn are at as a football club and where they want to move to, and then the opportunity to coach at our club. So I don't know that it's necessarily that simple to say he's worth pick X or player Y. It's more a case of putting all those factors together and coming up with a trade deal, for want of a better term, that suits three parties, being both football clubs and Sam.
In a situation such as this, that when they come with you with the idea, do they lose a little bit of the leverage as to what they do suggest or what they want back for Sam Mitchell?
In terms of leverage, yeah, to some degree. I mean, obviously, we've got to look at it pragmatically and commercially as today, and then we sit down and work out what works for each party. Maybe they lose a bit, maybe they don't.
Craig, can we read anything into this as far as what this says with regards to where you think you are as a club with relationship to winning a premiership? Does this mean you feel like you're close and you need to just add a little bit more cream onto it?
The key thing for us, Scott, is we've spoken publicly about we'd like to ideally, and I know every club says this, add an A-grade midfielder to their complement. Mm-hmm. They're very hard to get. Mm. We had Patrick Dangerfield, obviously, last year, but they're very, very hard to get. And we see Sam as an A-grade midfielder. He's just won his club's best and fairest. And he doesn't look like he's slowed down to me, certainly each time we play against him. So we look at him first and foremost as an outstanding player when we're making this decision.
Mate, is pick 12 on the table in any way, shape or form?
No.
Well, why do you think Hawthorn are doing this, Craig? Why do you think that they seem to be making it relatively easy to be able to get a quality, even though he's 34, an unbelievably quality player, full-time premiership player, fifth best and fairest on Saturday night? Do you have any idea why Hawthorn seem to be making it as easy for you to be able to get someone like this into your football club?
Oh, you'll probably need to speak to them about that, Cam. That's not for us to comment on.
Have you spoken to Sam personally in recent times?
Yes. Yeah, we've spoken to Sam. Yep.
Has he been at all over to the West, or has he toured the facilities, you know, since the end of the year or sometime, you know, after they were maybe in round 22 after when he was over there?
No, he hasn't toured the facilities. No, he hasn't been over. But we've obviously got a connection to Sam. Mm-hmm. Adam coached at the club for 4 years, so he's got fairly strong connections with Sam and Lindell. So we know him pretty well as a person.
How does it play from here, mate? Obviously, at 34 and medicals, I think he's over in New Zealand at the moment in a family holiday. What do you expect to happen next? Do you have to sit down with him and roll him through a medical? And is there a time frame on it for you guys?
Yeah, obviously the trade period, this is what it's for. We're going to get him to have a medical when he's back in town, and we continue talking to Hawthorn in a hopefully productive way.
Trade time traditionally can be, you know, argy-bargy, but I said a little bit earlier on the show, I'm surprised. Yeah, Sam spoke on radio this morning. The Hawks have put out a press release. Everyone seems to be speaking so honestly about it, and it seems like a nice little trade that can benefit so many people. Is that where you sit right now? At what percentage would you put the Sam Mitchell to be an Eagle? I'm basing it at about 99 because I think, you know, from what it looks like from the outside, that it looks like, you know, dot a few I's, cross a few T's, it looks like it's going to happen. Where would you sit with Sam Mitchell definitely being an Eagle?
We might have to engage you as a consultant, Cam.
I'm cheap.
No, look, we're hopeful, but there's a bit of water that has to pass under the bridge. And as I said earlier, it has to be an arrangement that suits three parties. Mm-hmm. At this stage, I'm positive about it, but there's still a fair bit of work to do. There's goodwill between all three parties, and normally when that's around, you can reach agreement. But let's see what happens.
So you're going into this with open eyes, I guess. So it's not necessarily just a 1 year for Sam Mitchell. You would sit down and maybe look at a 2 year, you know, and then a coaching component. Or how does that sit when it comes to, you know, transitioning from player to coach?
Yeah, we're looking at next year as a playing contract. Mm-hmm. And then we'll see what happens from there. But certainly, there's definitely a coaching component to it. As I said earlier, our initial inquiry back in time was around Sam's interest in coaching. He's been getting himself ready for his next phase of life as a coach for quite some time now. It's something he's very passionate about and something that we admire. So we see him as a potential coach for our football club when he finishes playing. So it's certainly a dual role that we have to offer, and it's something that appeals to him. As far as how long he plays for, that depends on a variety of factors, but certainly he'll be playing next year.
Craig, a lot of names obviously thrown around at this time of year and a lot of conjecture. Looking at the balance of your side, Barras coming on so strongly last year, McGovern, well, we know where he sits as far as quality goes. Schofield plays a role. Are Brown and McKenzie being squeezed out of that mix, and potentially could they be involved in a Mitchell type trade?
Probably not. Mitch is obviously an unrestricted free agent, so he's having a look at all of his options. Eric, we hold in high regard, and we're hoping that we will be retaining him, and he's contracted for next year as well. So probably not.
What are you going to offer, Craig? Sit here, if you're not going to include players, is that second round pick that we're looking at, you know, right now around the 33 mark, is that where you're going to start when it comes to Hawthorn? Or are you going to look at a third round pick?
I'm not in a position to discuss the details of any potential deal with you, Cam, unfortunately. Mm-hmm.
There's Jake Waterman, of course, a father son. You obviously want to get into your football club. Does that complicate this deal at all?
No, I don't think so.
All right. And I'll tell you what, this is going to be interesting. It's from where we sit here on NAB Trade Radio, and we, you know, the Buddy thing and Dangerfield and all the rest of it, it's the one that's blindsided us and almost the biggest trade of all time. How do you, when you sell it to guys who, you know, you talk about your midfield and they're deep, the Sheeds and the Reddens of the world, how do you sell it that their place in the club is still important, even with Sam Mitchell coming in?
Well, look, we think we need to add another layer of quality to the team. I think our players will appreciate that, and I think they're very focused on hopefully taking the next step as a group, and I can't see how they'd other than look at this as a positive thing for that goal.
Craig, in a nutshell, does Sam Mitchell bring you closer to a premiership opportunity next year?
That's the plan. That's what we hope, Scott.
And Drew Petra is another guy that's been linked to you. Are you expecting that might work out and he'll end up at the footy club as well?
Still a bit of work to do there. That's a different issue for us in terms of the coverage. So a bit of work to do.
Were you disappointed with 2016? Going into 2016, you were one of the premiership favourites coming off a grand final. Do you think that the disappointment of this year has forced your hand to try and go out and get a Sam Mitchell and try and boost that midfield to get you into the premiership window again?
Oh, look, we're always looking for good players. So, no, I don't think that had an impact. If he was available the year before, we would have exactly the same position. So, no. But in terms of whether we were disappointed with 2016, we're certainly disappointed with the outcome in the end and the way we played in the final. But there are a lot of good things that came out of it. And in the cold, hard light of day, there's a lot of positives, and we think we're building in the right direction.
I'll tell you what, Craig. It makes it easier when you're looking for good players when the club just hands you almost on a platter to you in a friendly conversation. So that's one thing that probably helps. I know you've got to get going. You've got a meeting. I'm assuming you're going to have to chat with Hawthorn sometime real soon. At the end of the trade period, mate, do you expect that Sam Mitchell will be in a West Coast Eagles polo?
We hope so, but there's a bit of work to do.
All right, Craig, we appreciate you jumping on the line. What a big morning it's been, and no doubt some negotiations still to come. We believe that he'll be there at some point, and good luck over the rest of the trade period. We'll talk soon.
Thanks, guys.
Craig Vizzo there, who is, of course, the head of football at the West Coast Eagles.